Since the summit last November, at the onset, we have been very clear that the Good Job for All coalitions is not just here to organize conferences, organizing moments, but we are here to build a moment, to build a movement, with lots of moments. And so in a way, the journey from last November has taken shape through the works of the working groups, and in particular, today with Good Green Jobs for All conference. It's from the different workshops, you could feel that it's much more concrete. We are now discussing and debating on issues, on the jobs, on green environment, on sustainable jobs, and how to build healthy communities. It was also much more focused, and we were also there. I mean, to me, I think this is part of that, the journey. In a way, today, we have moved one more step forward in the building of the movement. And today, we also heard from Van Jones' video, from Clayton, and all the other speakers. Eco-equity, climate justice, challenging the titanic of green capitalism. These are important concepts and understanding. So throughout today, I think what we have done, the environmental movements have 3 hours. I also have 3 hours. What we have done today at the beginning is recovering our voices. Voices from the margins, voices from us as working people, voices from us as racialized workers, people of color, and so on and so forth. It's in recovering that voices, recovering and challenging our own mindsets as well. The other piece, it's the other R, it's reclaiming spaces and resources. Reclaiming, Tanika this morning talked about space, talk about equity, and part of it is reclaiming and saying, we are here, and we are going to stay to make this work. The last but not the least is what we have done in the past year, and in particularly through the conference today. It's also showing both the labor movement and the community how we can remake solidarity. And it's the remaking of solidarity that make this journey much more interesting and much more in-depth in achieving our goal of eco-equity. And earlier, John talked about we make the path by walking. And it's in that remaking of journeys that we're going to make sure in this good green jobs journey for all, we are not going to leave anyone or any community behind. And that's a commitment. So do we have a commitment on that? Can you say?
Yes.
And so our challenge to all of you here is, as we move forward, how do we make sure what we talk about, what Carolyn will be presenting to, Carolyn earlier referred to the framework for actions. How can we make sure that it goes deep into our neighborhoods, it goes deep into our community organizings, it gets reflected in our labor movement, in the unions, in our locals, and also in community organizing? So how do we make it real when we talk about all these things that need to be done? And then last, the second point is, in deepening our understanding on colonialism, on capitalism, on climate change, how do we continue the links that we have made today in this room between community and labor, between workers with jobs and workers without jobs, between groups in different sectors, and from building trades to manufacturing and from to public sector? How do we make sure we continue the links so when we walk together? Thank you very much.